Hello, friends. It's Julie Cotton with Next Level Improv and Improv Against Normality, here hosting our show, Permission to Play. Welcome to the podcast. I hope you're all doing fantastically. We have been busy, busy bees, and so it's been a while since you've heard from us. If you're following us on a daily basis, we have been actively playing in so many different communities. We had just come off of our 9-day meditation retreat up in the Boston area with our last podcast in Lorraine Goldbloom. Hopefully you have had a chance to check her out and visit the wonderful things that she's up to over at the Omega Institute. And since then, my goodness, we have gotten to play all over the northern United States. We visited friends in Buffalo, New York, near the Niagara Falls area, caught up with our grade school friends there, my dear friend Melanie Collette, who is the operations manager over at the Hyatt near Niagara Falls. What a wonderful soul and spirit she is, up to many, many wonderful things, transforming that community and that the culture of their hotel. Is just beautiful to see what she's up to. And then we traveled further west, stopping in a little town of Wayne, Michigan, to visit with our friends at Grubsteak. Now, I'm not sure if you've heard about this group, but they have been traveling all around the area in Michigan, really, really supporting and educating investors who are looking to support their local entrepreneurs, their local community businesses, small businesses, and a way for people that really want to invest, that aren't looking, you know, maybe not looking into the stock market, or they're not big dollar investors in big companies, but they're wanting to keep things local, keep their money local, really help fuel their environment in their town, in their cities, just right in their own backyards. So if you have a chance to go check them out, I highly recommend it. It was a fantastic program that they had for us on Tuesday night. We all got together, probably 30 or so of us, and watched them pitch a completely fictitious company, you know, looking to do a real estate investment and bring in a local grocer and things like that. But it was really fascinating just to see what all goes into these pitch presentations for young entrepreneurs. And it was a game, like, and we all played the part of investors. We each had like fake money. It was very fun, very well done. And we had to discuss and kind of these little groups of investors, whether or not we were going to invest in this opportunity in our backyard. And we had questions for the entrepreneurs and what could we do? What do we want to know more about their business or the opportunity? And it was really, really well done. They ended up generating sufficient fake capital in their fake business, and they got to be moving forward to the next steps. But it was very, very interesting. And these opportunities are here. If you are in the Michigan area, you know, look them up. Look up Grubsteak, and there's a local finance company that is putting these on as a way to educate people on what are creative and really socially active and responsible ways that they can invest their money beyond just our normal kind of the known financial products that are out there. So super fun game to play. Highly, highly recommend that. After Tuesday, we ended up coming back into the South Bend, Michiana area and getting to do a lot of healing play. So something some of you may know about me, Julie. I'm the founder of Next Level Improv and the Permission to Play creator. One of the ways I love to play is through the healing practices of the human body. And that can sometimes look like movement, like yoga or martial arts. It can look like meditation or energy healing or massage therapy. And so getting to come back into this area, I work with a local holistic center, Ray of Light Holistic Health, with Chris Loesch, who is a huge, huge friend, fan of ours here, one of our first retail locations where you can get the game Improv Against Normality. She's a part of our Indiegogo campaign launch and all of the yummy things, but we love to play together. So when I am in town, I drop in there and serve some of her community in the Elkhart, Indiana area. And that's just been super, super fun to be back with those amazing folks there. They have so many things at Ray of Light. They've got acupuncture and massage therapy and cupping and a sauna and yoga. And she makes a brand of products called Soak Up the Light, which is her her own aromatherapy line products. They've got CBD teas and things of that sort, things to help with pain management and all kinds of soaps and yummy, smelly things. It's great. So if you are in the Elkhart, Indiana area and want to drop in there and play the game of self-care and taking care of this amazing body vessel that we have and carry around with us, I highly, highly recommend Ray of Light Holistic Health in Elkhart, Indiana. Check it out. We definitely love to play there. And then we got to head over down to Fort Wayne, Indiana, to play at the Mommy, Mary, and Joseph Improv Comedy Festival. And that was super, super fun. We got to play with our friends at Main on Main. It was another local Michiana-based improv team that performs there, and I got to perform with GoProv, who we finished out the night on Friday night. It was very, very fun. Just tons and tons of opportunities to play. The very next morning, we were at the South Bend Mini Maker Fair at the Success Academy, which is a newer school that's been created for kids K through five, grade levels. And there was all of these makers. I think we had 40 different people that tinker, that are inventors, that have created ways for people to play and access their creativity and their imagination through science and technology. We were one of the presenters. We were making improv comedy videos using the Improv Against Normality game, but there were other games that had been designed that are educational in their intent. And there was robots, and there were competitions with people through Gears, I think, was a local company that promoted this competition. There were tons of people that had made some kind of a, I don't know if it was robots or they were racing or what they were evaluating. I think they had a bunch of different ways that they could evaluate the quality and who would win the technology, the maker competition. But it was great. There was an AI there. There was tons of really, really fun stuff, Lego creations. That was, there was a shower. There was like a 6-point shower for people that were elderly and had challenges getting in and out. Just really, really fun, amazing inventions. They were making drums and had like a music class there. They were there from the library. The South Bend Library had a 3D printer and really talking to what's available for free to play in your local area. So what a tremendous gathering. I think they had over 1,200 people all coming out, very family friendly. We had kids, had a little 2-year-old running across our set there. We were in the theater space, and it was just super fun to see all of these people engaging in community play. And so here we are, jumping back here into the format of playing through podcast and sharing kind of the journey of entrepreneurship. We were fortunate enough to meet lots and lots of people that could use improv in various ways in their team building. I had some company people that worked with corporations or organizations. Even a smaller company, a small business of like 12 people, was interested in bringing improv in to do some team building. I met with some teachers, a vice principal, how to use improv as like summer theater camps. That was really exciting. Met a local pastor who also owns a media company, and he was, you know, looking to bring improv classes in to help develop the actors that come through there, and they shoot films, you know, both locally and nationally. So it's just really the application of improv, not just comedy, but the ability to think and make things up in the moment, practicing presence and active listening. It was remarkable to see. We met a young woman who has become a speaker with the John Maxwell Group, and just seeing her blossom out of the known and you know, maybe someone who could have been considered an introvert at one point, but just being willing to wear a costume or a character of someone who is willing to go out and network and put themselves out there, and seeing how improv could really be a support for her journey in connecting the skill sets that she is amazing at and helping other people create the lives that they want, and giving her access to her own voice. It's just amazing, amazing, amazing. I can't even begin to express my gratitude and appreciation for this entrepreneurial journey. And I wonder, you know, I'd love to hear from some of you. Those of you who are on social media, you can check us out at facebook.com/improvagainstnormality and share how you have been playing in your world. What is your game of life look like, if you will? How have you been challenging yourself or taking risks, putting yourself out there? I know that we have definitely been exploring and learning and meeting amazing people. This whole game of life is really ours to sculpt and play the way that we most enjoy. Some people, it was fun at the Maker Faire. We were out, you know, just engaging people, bringing people into the theater, and it was fascinating the number of people like, oh no, not me. And I ask, why not you? What would be something that you would say, no, I am just not that kind of person. That's not who I am. And of course, we have our preferences. I could say that I am not someone who can throw, a 3-point shot in basketball. But what if I could? Like, what would it take for me to suspend my disbelief and put aside the character that thinks she can't and step into the possibility of, oh, yes, I can. I just haven't figured out how yet. You know, and it doesn't mean that I have to do all of the things or play all of the games, or, you know, I have certain tendencies and inclinations towards things I love, things I prefer. And of course, we have those options available to us all the time. And I am constantly challenging myself and those around me to step out of the known and be willing to risk and go towards my fear, not away from it. It's a very common improv principle, is to go towards the thing that scares you and heighten and expand you and your life and the scene, rather than shying away from it and playing safe. So yes, you are brilliant. You're a genius. You're an artist. You're a poet. We all are. And definitely play in the games and in the domains that feel safe and fun and joyous for you. And I invite you to take a leap into the deep end of the waters that terrify you. Do something big and scary and life-changing today for yourself, for the people that you love. What could that be? Maybe it's not the deep end. Maybe you're sticking your toe in and you're just taking a different ride to work one day, or you're trying a new dinner. You know, you're making a new meal, something you never tried before. What can you do that feels uncomfortable and maybe a little scary and maybe a little exciting? And could you be curious and step towards the unknown in one small or big way each and every day? This is Julie Cotton from Next Level Improv, the inventor of Improv Against Normality. We have 8 days left in our Indiegogo campaign. We did extend that so that we could get closer to our goal of $10,000. I think we're right around halfway, and it's been a really fun ride. We have a solid week and a day left. We're going to go out with a blaze of glory, see if we can finish strong here in the final lap. If you haven't had a chance to check it out yet, check it out at bit.ly/improv-indiegogo. That's bit.ly/improv-indiegogo, and you can check out our campaign, jump on board, pre-order a copy of your game, and play pretend with us. We're giving you permission to play again.